Okay, so we're going to be learning together the Sefer, Shivas Nefesh. Shivas Nefesh, which is very exciting. It's incredible. Really just opens the door for us to live with Hashem. B'simcha. To be chazak. Right? This is called Ischaskas. This is called the Torah of Ischaskas. And you know, we're holding in our hands, or we're sitting in front of, or we own in our homes, or we know about this golden sefer called Meshivas Nefesh. And before we jump in, and I want to give a little bit of an introduction, try and understand what it is we're going to be learning, some of the issues, you know, we're going to experience in our nefesh, or that we've have experienced in the past when, you know, hearing his chaskus, or Breslov in general, you know, the general understanding of person hears about Breslov, chizik. So let's just try and introduce this whole thing a little bit. First of all, you know, that's, again, as I mentioned, that's what the Sefer is. It's just an ingathering of all the Torahs of Chizik from Rabbeinu in Likutei Moran, and from Rav Nosson in Likutei Lachos, and in the back is from Eretz Yira, from the Trina Rav, and Rav Alter Tepliker put together this this Likut, and titled it Meshivas Nefesh. Okay? We could darshan, Taras Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nefesh, and whatever. Let's just try and first tackle a few of the thoughts that one might encounter when dealing with this sefer. I say first and foremost, right, we come across this issue. I like to paint the picture this way is, you know, the way that I see it is in Chutz Laretz, you know, where I'm from in America, in New York. You know, if you tell a Rebbe, you tell your Rav that you're getting into Breslov, they get very nervous that, you know, you're going to start becoming lazy and you're just going to hear Hashem loves you and stop learning or something. That's one side of the coin, of the dimyon. The second side of the dimyon, you know, now living in Eretz Yisrael, I've witnessed it firsthand. You tell a Rav, you tell her, you know, a Rebbe of yours, you're getting into Breslov, they get very nervous. Mitzad Sheni, that, oh no, this guy's gonna start, not gonna work, he's just gonna serve Hashem, he's just gonna, you know, get too into like Asher Yatzer or something, or he's gonna, you know, get too intense about davening. You know, the complete opposite side of that coin. You know, he's going to leave his wife for Rosh Hashanah, whatever. You understand? And it's funny. It's funny. Obviously, it's funny. And that's what, you know, that's the question really that our nefesh has when we hear any chizik. Our nefesh, we don't need the Rabbanim and the Arabeim to question our decisions of getting into Breslov, Chule, you know, on either side of the coin. Our nefesh has the same, asks us that same question of, right, you hear about Breslov, right, and you hear, you know, phrases like, Hashem ohev otcha, Hashem loves you, Hashem is mispoiring you, Hashem's proud of you. Right, and your nefesh immediately asks the question, okay, but what about the Gia? What about the hard work? Right, what about the Musr? Right, what about Musr? Asorus? Being better, doing more. And then, again, on the other side of the coin, a guy who just doesn't want to hear any of the chizik, you know, like, Ladugma, I sometimes, you know, just get into a zone and I'm just like I'm not down to be like a regular member of society, so I'll be in, you know, walking around this yeshiva. I was walking around this yeshiva I was telling, the first guy I bumped into, I was that's it. I was going to be breastlift today, straight up. You know, no frills. So I told him, Achi, Hashem loves you. Hashem oheb otcha. You know, I don't really know this guy, but I went for it, you know. And he looks at me, he gives me this look like I just offended him. Like I just told him he's the Rosh Merusha, that he's the worst guy in the whole world. Because I told him Hashem loves him. And Ke'ilu, he's like a guy who needs to hear chizik, and that's a huge pigam in his kavod. And I told him Hashem loves him, and he was so offended. He looks back at me with this, like, you know, this look, this like this fire in his eyes, and he goes, "Yeah, Hashem loves you too." So I said, "Ah, thank you so much for reminding me." So on the other side of the coin, a guy who gets, you know, all into the, you know, into the hesoiris of Avodas Hashem and the Agia and the Hazarim Bedima of Avodas Hashem, he starts to feel the lachatz and the pressure, you know, and it becomes tough. And these two drachim sort of seem like a big fat stira, you know, some sort of contradiction. On one hand, I have to, you know, do my best, serve Hashem properly. So on the other hand, Hashem loves me, like right now, the way that I am, in my place. And this is what we're signing up for, you know. We're signing up for the opportunity to get out of this quote-unquote stira, to start to understand and to see it as one derech. Because Meshivas Nafesh doesn't work unless a person is mechapes, the aura of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The person wants the aura of the Rebbe. The person wants to live with the etzes of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Lamala ulamata. We're signing up for Rabbeinu and his derech. And we have a Rebbe who's teaching us that, yes, the Yerid is the Tzarech Aliyah, 100%. And yes, a person has to, like Torah Aleph says, L'stakel b'seichel shel kol davar is al yedei Torah. And every single word of Rabbeinu is kolal both of these drachim, because really, when you get into the world of Rabbeinu and Rav Nosson, there's only one musug. And that musug, and that concept, that idea that we're involved in, what Avodas Hashem is about, is liskarev l'Hashem yizbarach, rak l'karev, Yiddishkeit, Torah, tefillah, every single thing that we're doing and that we're involved in, that's all branded under Avodas Hashem, is just liskarev oisonu l'Hashem yizbarach, to bring us closer to Hashem. And that exists on the level of Torah and Tefillah, and that exists on the level of Yeridus to the lowest places in the world. And there's no such thing as Richuk from Hashem, or doing something that's outside of being Miskarif to Hashem. So let's say on one hand, a person is in a place where he wants his Oros, he's ready for his Oros, he can swallow that spoonful of his Oros. Like Rabbeinu said, for every spoonful of Hesoiris, we need a bucket of Hischazkus, an encouragement. Some person's ready for that spoonful of Hesoiris and that Yigia, but that person needs to be reminded that, Chabibi, you're only in this to be Miskarav to Hashem, right? Make sure your learning is to be Miskarav to Hashem. And make sure that your attempts to curb your taiva, your taivas achila, for example, your passion for eating and your hunger for food, make sure all of those efforts that you're putting into that part of Avodas Hashem is to be mekarvi to Hashem. Right? And all of that sprinkled with the or of ischazkos of knowing that Hashem is proud with every little bit of Torah that you learn. And knowing that Hashem is proud of every effort that you put into getting out of your taivas, right? Umitzad sheni. And on the other side of it, you have a person who falls to the lowest place, or the lowest place in what their mind can fathom is the lowest place, right? A day without 6 hours of Torah, or a day where a person spends working an 18-hour day, or a day where a person, lo aleinu, does, you know, Rahman al-Islam, Chatoyim, Avonos, lo aleinu, the Rebbe has Eitzis there also, there's this Chaskus there also, right, that the Yerid is Litzarech Aliyah, and that the Iker Hispirus of Hashem, the Iker Nachas of Hashem is from the lowest people, from the lowest person. Right, which is the deeper level of this whole thing, and getting out of this stira is a person who understands that he's the lowest person constantly and always, and in that framework is serving Hashem Yisbaruch, because he knows that through him is the greatest Tainuk to Hashem, and in that way he's constantly serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even with Torah and Tefillah, he still feels like the lowest person, and now his Torah and Tefillah is the greatest Nachas Ruach to Hashem, because he's doing it with the peppered with his Chaskos, that's connected to the Hisorus and the that spoonful of Hisorus of waking up and learning Torah and Shir Sataivis and sleeping less and doing those things, but all peppered with and knowing with that bucket of Hischaskus, that Mayim Karim of knowing constantly and holding your feet on the ground with Ahavas Hashem, the love that Hashem has for you, and knowing that his nachas ruach is because you're in a guf, and because you're the lowest person, and because you're always ba'atzvas, Hashem has nachas from you, dafka. And the more that we're mechapis the Rebbe, the more that this starts to unwind as this contradiction, and becomes this derech called l'skariv l'Hashem, chol makom. And, you know, all the stories of the breast lovers of old, so many of these stories of the story of how they came close to Rabbeinu, how they came close to his derech, was through Meshivas Nefesh. We're talking about people who were steeped in Hisorus, steeped in Musar, steeped in Hasmodas HaTorah, and not sleep, people who weren't sleeping and barely eating, and the way that they got into the Derech of Rabbeinu was through Meshivas Nefesh. How could that be? That's like the kind of guy you tell Hashem loves you, and he goes, me? Hey, Hashem loves you, right? He's offended by your chizik, ki'ilu, like you're just like trying to encourage him, but he's encouraged already. Like, no, because these people understood that they were the lowest, and all of Meshivas Nefesh, the chizik here, is just trying to be mechazik you. Hashem is with you. Chol makom. Chol es. L'skariv l'Hashem Yisbaruch mikol makom. To become closer to Hashem from whatever place that you're in. So it's important to understand, going into this sefer, that's number one. Number two is that, yes, each shtickle, each piece in Meshivas Nefesh is obviously trying to beklolius, be mechazik us, and remind us that Hashem is with us. But it's important to note that every single sicha in the sefer, again, and the more a person sharpens this idea and believes in this truth, that every single sicha in this sefer is a separate and individual and special and standalone piece of advice that gets you to the ultimate goal of Hiskarev Hashem, but we go through the individual piece of advice of that sicha, which is why, as a person who's, you know, taking on this job of learning Meshivas Nefesh and trying to be Mekayim Meshivas Nefesh, it's important to know that every single sicha here, you know, is something that's worth knowing and worth retaining in my mind, so that when I'm in a space where I forgot, let's say, about Avodas Hashem for hours and hours on end, or for minutes or seconds or whatever it is, you know, every kol echad, each person according to their level, a person's able to then flip through their mind the sichos that they went through, that they learned in Meshivas Nefesh. One day this one's going to click. One day this shtickle of the kutelachas is going to click, and one day this one is going to click, and this one won't click, and that one for sure won't click, and this one sounds silly, and this one sounds too deep, and this one sounds too pashit, but this one's going to work. This is the sicha that gets me back to seichel, of living with machshava, the machshava that I'm close to Hashem. This is the sicha that will remind me that Rabbeinu is not a cheerleader, and Rav Nosson is not a cheerleader, but these are people who shivitz their entire lives to understand the rachamim of Hashem, of how much Hashem wants our neshama beguf, that they went so low to reveal such a Torah, they went so high in order to reveal a Torah so low, that gets us to think even one machshava tova, because they knew how precious that was to Hashem. Not because they're trying to encourage us and to trick us into serving Hashem now with Hisorus. That's not the point. The point is not that Hashem loves you, Habibi, like, stop doing that sin and come back to the Beis Medrash, you know, and I'll chain you back to the chair until you can escape again. But they understood, they were masig, rachmei Hashem, how much Hashem is baruch his nene from a yidin oylem hazeh, who goes through atzos, who goes through yiridus, but is mischazik with meshivas nefesh, is mischazik with one machshava of kedusha, that they spent their whole lives to reveal this Torah. And the more we believe in these etzos, the more that reality becomes clear to us, and we're able to be mekayim the sefer, b'choleis v'rega. So, mir tashem, I know I said 10 minutes, and this is a little bit of a longer hakdama, but chaim toiv l'shalom, and next time, we'll see you next time on Meshivas Nefesh.